You're listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. Like Dr. Dan already said, my name is Brooklyn, and I am live in Studio 2A with Roller Coaster. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
All right, well, why don't we just go ahead and start us off with some music, and then we will come back and chat.
Sounds good.
Great.
Beating on the door, beating on the wall, I am sane. Beating on the horn, beating on the street, drive away. Baby, I'm alone, baby, wanna come, I don't know. Where I might be going, where I might be going, if this is all. So tell me now, I won't, don't believe that you are gone. Closet door. I know I laughed and stalled and snapped a label on your face. I still see my coffee cups in your kitchen sink. Seated at the show, if you wanna know where I am. Mark you with the lights, corner of the restaurant, it's the AM. The sun is coming up, asking for another chance to make the world so warm, so safe. To make the world so warm, so safe. So tell me now, I don't want, I don't want you now to stay. watch out for these hands. We hold each other close and try to love the people we love most. Heart attacked by human touch, but we need every feeling oh so very much. I'm sorry I could never say I loved you, and I'm hoping I'll never have to say it too, 'cause I'm not the dream, the miracle you're searching for. I will do my best to see this through, and if I change, I know I will, so bear with me if you still feel the same. When things get hard for us and thank you. your instructions to speak from my heart.
You're listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. My name is Brooklyn, and this is Locals Only, and I am live in Studio 2A with Roel Acosta.
Hey, Brooklyn.
Hi.
That sounded awesome.
I'll say it again. Hey, Brooklyn.
Well, hello.
Yeah.
That sounded great, guys.
Thank you.
Well, why don't we start it off by going around and... Jake, if you just want to, I don't know, doesn't everyone have a mic, but if you want to go ahead and introduce yourselves, that'd be great.
I'm Jake. I'm the guy yelling at you most of the time, so this is Kevin over here.
Hey, I'm Kevin. What's up?
What do you play, Kevin?
I play violin, also mandolin.
And I'm Andre. I play the drums.
My name is Colin. I play bass and piano.
Awesome. When I was listening to your guys' stuff, I think one of the things that stuck out to me most was how kind of unexpected your music is. A lot of times when I'm listening to stuff, you can sort of start to predict where the melody is going to go. Even after the first verse or chorus, you can kind of predict where it's going from there. But your music, pleasantly so, takes a lot of unexpected turns melodically. How do you structure your songs when you're writing them? It goes well. It just seems like it takes you on a lot of different turns that you don't necessarily expect.
Well, we can't give you all the secret sauce because that's our fun. But I think it's mostly based on tension. So we try to think about that tension and misdirection and doing it in a way that can help the audience experience what we're doing as well as us. So it feels like we're doing it together. I feel like a lot of our writing is based on us trying to bring the most tension out of every melody, or the most, it's like, oh, I don't know, it doesn't pull enough. It's kind of one of our things. It doesn't pull.
What do you mean by that? Doesn't pull?
It doesn't
what?
Pull. It doesn't make me want to keep listening yet. You know? So we will. We will cut it apart, put it back together, cut it apart. We all have to be really good about criticism, but we really take the actual music seriously that way. So
is the writing process, do you guys all have a piece of that, or is it?
Jake's the primary writer. He pretty much comes to a rehearsal with a song idea, the melody and chords, and we'll all write our own parts. Luckily enough, a lot of what you hear tends to happen naturally, which is, why it's so much fun for us to play together. Once we have a sort of skeleton structure of the song, we'll go back and see what works, what doesn't work, and really try and squeeze as much juice as we can out of that one first version.
I like juice.
Juicy things are good things.
Yes, they are.
How did you guys get together? What's sort of the genesis of the band?
Well, I've been playing solo for a while with some of these songs. So most of the songs we've written or played for you today are kind of not all really the songs I was playing before. So I've had to take a new direction, start listening in consideration of like the ensemble. And we met just like, what, a year ago?
Yeah,
me and Andre
year.
Met.
Yeah, just about a year ago.
I was looking for a pianist and I didn't find one, but he messaged me and on Craigslist. Craigslist apparently is the way to go with anything. And then after that, we were like, okay, we sound pretty good. Let's try to get more people that can help us with that. So we looked around, still looking for a pianist. Didn't find a pianist, found a violin player. So it's kind of been like this whole blessings of not having not getting. Yeah. Like, and then now we have the pianist.
I don't play this, but I do play this. Yeah, are you looking for that?
Yeah, I was going to ask, why would you respond to a message for a pianist with a drum message? I like that.
It was funny. It was something that was in Jake's posting that made me want to respond to him. Some of his influences that really spoke to me. And I thought, I would really like to play in a band like that. And I just sent him a message saying, are you by any chance looking for a drummer? And luckily he was.
It's like a guess. Okay.
Hadn't gotten to that point yet, but sure. Another unexpected element is definitely the strings. I love what the strings bring to your voice and just the music as a whole. Was that something obviously it's intentional, but had you thought about that when you had put the band together, that you definitely wanted strings to be a part of it, or did that just kind of accidentally happen?
Well, it kind of accidentally happened. I mean, we really like the Swell Season.
Such a good band.
So yeah, we kind of well, let's bring some strings on. And Kevin can tell you about how we met. So
yeah, it was pretty funny. I just was surfing Craigslist one day.
A little bit closer.
I was just surfing Craigslist one day and saw this this page, these guys looking for a violinist, and I thought that's kind of funny. Like, I didn't figure too many rock bands wanted violinists, but you know, I've been wanting to make. I've never played this kind of music before, and I've just done classical music, and I thought their stuff sounded pretty cool, and decided to give it a try.
Yeah, a lot of the tension, what Jake was talking about, is what Kevin tends to do. You hear the strings, and they're just always so full of emotion, and that really helps that. You know, songs that are really sad makes it sadder, and songs that are intense just makes it that
makes
much
that
more
pull.
Intense.
There's something too about a string melody that to me sounds almost like a second voice. There's just something about the sound of it that adds like a backup singer almost.
Well,
to the band
lately, before he started singing, that was kind of our aim. Like, we kind of need to have this voice that's above mine or supporting or something, you know. And that's kind of like, okay, let's just think of vocal lines and then, you know, see if Kevin can just pull them out and bring the tension.
If we're sitting in the rehearsal space and, you know, we're thinking of things that that can go and support the melody, and we'll just sit back and kind of sing, you know, melody lines and going, well, how about trying da-da-da-da?
Yeah, I'm sure he really enjoys that too. We're totally off key some days. We're like, do that.
They're singing at me again.
Works out eventually.
So you guys just, you're releasing your EP this week, correct?
Tomorrow.
Into the wild.
How convenient.
Why don't you tell people about that?
We went into the studio a month ago. I think it was a month ago, wasn't it?
May?
Yeah, like May. And we really wanted to take this sound and bring it to its fullest potential and really set up a show, set up, you know, if we can get on the radio and really kind of get it pushed out there. We've been playing a lot of open mics, you know, just playing for free so we can kind of get it out there. But tomorrow's the big release, the epic release, as we dubbed it, on Facebook and MySpace. And that's at Plush tomorrow, and the doors are at 8. So if you want to come check out more of this sound, I mean, it'll be that tomorrow at Plush.
And I heard something about it being a very visual show.
Well, when I made the event, I made these 10 reasons to go. The 10th reason being the combination of man, bear, pig, which actually isn't going to happen. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen.
Wait, man, bear, pig?
Yeah, from South Park.
There are 9 reasons.
So they're really 9 reasons. I beefed it up, you know, kind of like when you're telling the story from the projects, like, oh, my mom had 10 kids and she had like 5.
Got it.
So yeah, just doing that hyperbole stuff. But yeah, I mean, there's going to be parachutes and lighting, and we're going to match, and it's going to be ridiculous and awesome. So,
very cool.
The way a show should be, right? Have some fun.
It's like using all of the senses, right?
Yeah, trying to. We
maybe,
haven't gotten any.
Maybe not smell.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. We should just order a bunch of food or something.
Yeah.
Or just don't wear deodorant. Maybe that'll accommodate
that. That'll probably do it. That might have the opposite effect, though. So, yeah.
All right, well, why don't we go into a second set from you guys, and then we will come back and chat. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to 91.3 KXCI. My name is Brooklyn, and this is Locals Only, and we are live in Studio 2A with Rolla Costa.
This one's called The Dawn.
It's actually the name of the EP.
One, two, three. One, two, three.
If we believe in sanity, can all these thoughts be dreams? In this world of hope that sounds so pitiful to our eyes who see reality, in this same old days before and over, flowing with the secrets that we keep inside. Take a step down from all of the safety inside yourself. is there nothing else? The glass dust falls, though time seems endless, for the tick-tock can't stop just because we want it to. Is the time for the truth? Cause I have seen the dreams we throw away, and I'm the one who hardly leaves the space. It feels like I'm just drowned inside your dangerous space. When all the faces died, I sworn to stay, sworn to stay, and take my voice to the when there is nothing left. I promise that whole stay you do the same for this man. The pages turn and burn with the faded lip. Bags have dust, grab, gather for the traveling. Must get out of here. So reach and take square memories off the wall. Someone needs to know what this life means, if anything at all. Cause I have seen the dreams we throw away, and I'm the one who hardly leaves the space. I feel like I'm just drowned inside your dangerous place. When all the faces died, I sworn to stay, sworn to stay, and take my voice to death. When there is nothing left, I promise that I'll stay. You do not sing for this man that you've known through years of life. No one can doubt the speeds or the times without a guide. No more will I leave your side. I will not run, I will not hide, I will not hide.
More tuning. For those of you that don't know, I love crazy tuning all the time. No, it isn't bad for you to come into my life and say goodbye.
carried off words I meant to say still there on my mind. I look for you to see what I wanna be when you are not with me. Travel far and wide to escape this feeling. Try to let my heart fade away. Couldn't swear me up above the clouds. Now I feel sublime. These whirlwinds help me to fly to you.
Listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Roel Acosta. We've been listening to them for the past hour now.
Yeah, nice.
I love that last one, but I didn't recognize it. That one's not on the MySpace page, is it?
It's that's Whirlwinds, and that is on the MySpace page,
it
actually.
Is?
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't recognize that one.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I mean, the EP that's releasing tomorrow has four songs on it, but you've been playing a lot more than four songs. What are you doing with those other songs?
We're kind of sitting on waiting and, you know, seeing how this first splash goes. We want to make sure that that we can, you know, find some people that like it, and then we'll have some more material to throw at you.
Yeah, record some more. We've got a lot of other songs that we'd like to record. Maybe towards the end of the year or something, and then we'll release that.
Was there a reason you chose these four? Is there a theme there, or just that you had done those ones first? Or
pretty much we all got together and decided, like, what's kind of our strongest four at this point in time.
Yeah.
And let's go in, let's produce those as best as we can.
Yeah.
So that way we can give pretty much the best product for you guys to listen to as a start. And then we'll kind of go from there. I mean, we've got tons of material. I've already sent some stuff to even that Sergio Mendoza is interested in possibly working with us on. So, I mean, we've got very lots cool of stuff. It's just a matter of making sure it sounds good, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm going to quote you guys here. You were recently in a Wildcat, Daily Wildcat article. And you said, "We literally spend hours writing the perfect melodies or lines that seem to suspend the most important parts of a song for the audience to experience." What's the most important part of a song that intrigued me?
This is a trick question, a trick statement, actually. Every part of the song is the most important. So,
such a cheater answer.
It is. It's true. I mean, that's kind of the game we have to play with this music. And, you know, for me, I go to a lot of venues. I used to host a venue. I played a lot of, you know, venues on the other sides of the country. And so is Andre and some of the others over here. So we kind of know what we've heard and we know what we want to do. We don't want to do that. So so we kind of want to misdirect. We do. We want to misdirect but keep you enticed. So
Following up or along with that, earlier in the interview you mentioned just the pull of a song, like that moment. What are the songs or artists that have done that to you? I mean, that you've listened to and had that experience and obviously then realized that's what you want to do with your music.
On grand scales, I mean, there's been huge ones, obviously, like for me, like a Led Zeppelin or something like that, kind of older. But newer things, as far as pool musicians that are working right now, is I always talk about this band, but What Laura Says, they're an awesome band. They have it down. They know how to keep the tension at a show. I mean, they just, it's like a concept album every time they're on stage. So I want to get that feeling. I kind of want to shoot for that, for our own style, and kind of create that aura for us too.
Cool.
So check them out. What Laura Says, I'm sure they've been here before. So,
what about everyone else with influences?
Well, you know, it's funny. People ask me what my influences are as a drummer, and I'll always come back to songwriters because that's, you know, as a drummer, that's what inspires me to play, to do what I do. I really, as far as this style of music goes, I really love Jeff Buckley a lot. He just has so much power, so much emotion. And for me, it's almost secondary as far as what the drums do. You know, it's really hard, you know, as a musician to just listen to the song as a whole, and you're sort of tainted into listening to your instrument or some other instrument most of the time. And it's kind of a really cool thing when you can listen to a song, not as a musician, but just as a whole. And what I try to do, sometimes not, is just to do what's right for the song, you know, and to play what's right for the song. But I think artists like Jeff Buckley just really do it for me. He's the one for me.
I think it's such an interesting concept that not every musician understands. Just the whole, like, you're contributing to something greater than yourself, greater than your one instrument almost. And it's kind of a more holistic way of looking at it.
Yeah.
I love that.
I think that comes with, you know, a little maturity and playing for a long time. And, you know, I've been in a lot of bands, and I kind of feel like when I sit down with a group of people, it's about what we're creating. It's about the process, and it's not about me. It's not about, you know, this guitar solo, and it's not about, you know, what I'm trying to say this moment. But, you know, just try to have fun. It's
yeah
and we all kind of watch each other to make sure that we're all feeling that, and we really will bounce it. I mean, you'll know within a look on our face in a second whether or not that's gonna work. We'll be like, nah, stop playing that, that's not gonna work. So and you got to be able to like grin and bear and know that, okay, I'm not attacking you,
right.
It just doesn't fit. So I mean, we just
constructive
do that.
Criticism.
Jake's pretty good at reading my looks.
Yeah.
Kevin, did you have any? Yeah, I saw you slip up to the mic there, and I think I interrupted you. But did you have any influences?
Oh, we're talking about musical influences.
Yeah. And you come with the classical background too. I was kind of in.
Well, I just love classical music. Yeah. And the violin especially. I love my instrument that I play. I think it sounds kind of cheesy to say, but it's just. You can create so many amazing sounds. It's just an expressive instrument. One musician I recently discovered was Andrew Bird, who he does amazing things with not only just great songwriting, he just creates such unique sounds. So I look towards musicians like that, and when I work on music.
Awesome. All right, so I have to ask the question. Roll Acosta is a nickname for you, Jake, or was a nickname for you.
Okay.
Where did that come from? What's that about?
Okay.
You like roller coasters?
Here comes a cheesy story that's weird. I used to be a big-time jock in high school, and I used to date cheerleaders. And there was one time, I guess one of my girls I was dating...
One of the girls you were dating on the same team.
That sounds great, right?
Are they on the same
squad? I love that this is on the radio right now, but... Yeah, they're same squad. I wasn't dating multiple girls, just one.
One squad.
Yeah, one squad at a time. Well, it so happens they made up this little routine during their halftime show at a game I was at, and they kind of pointed at me, so I was like, oh, that's cute. It was the Roller Coaster song remade by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and I thought that was cute, and I'm like, ah, that's good, but they kept calling me that. So...
Now it's manifested itself in the band name.
It was kind of a joke when I started using it, because when I was like on a stage and I'm like, what do we call you? And I just said that, and I was like, I'm probably going to regret saying that, but whatever.
So. All right, well, we should finish up here at about 9:57.
Okay.
So we've got about, I don't know, what does that make it, 6 minutes
Eight
left?
Minutes,
yeah.
40 seconds.
So do you want to... Well, let's let everyone know where can they find more information about you guys and shows.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah. You can look for us on Facebook. Just look for Roller Coaster, and we're on MySpace, Roller Coaster Music. And where else are we?
We're on Twitter. We're on Reddit. Some of it. We're on a little bit of Reddit. We're on YouTube. I try to put us on everything.
Yeah, you can find us if you're looking for
us. Just Google us, Roller Coaster. You'll find tons of stuff. So,
yes.
Tomorrow night is the big release, and that will be pretty big.
And what time is that tomorrow?
Starts at 8, or the doors open at 8.
Okay.
They start at 8:30.
And who's opening for you? Or wait, who's going on first?
Technically, we're opening.
Okay.
I guess. So we're on, and then Carbon Leaf, which is an amazing band.
Okay.
They do like kind of what we do on a bigger scale, and kind of even. A little more folky style. It's really cool. So
very cool. All right. Well, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Roller Coaster live in Studio 2A. This is Locals Only. My name is Brooklyn. Thank you for tuning in. 91.3 KXCI.
If we both take a moment, can we follow the dreams that we spun? I don't know if I'm able to pack up my bags and just run. Go at the same time, I guarantee we will not last. How I hope that a candle will shred up. until we leave this world. I am here, I am waiting for you to come around and believe I won't leave this place unless I show you. Until